that's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
There we go. Why we can't have nice things. Always fun after an eventful weekend. And it starts us off in Silicon Valley, Palo Alto area and the like out there on the left coast. As starting on Friday and over the weekend, the crosswalk buttons at intersections, 12 total, says the city of Palo Alto, have been hacked, that when you press them, voices professing and sounding like they're Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk begun speaking.
What?
Yeah. This is going over Redwood City, Menlo Park, Palo Alto area. About 12 total downtown intersections were impacted. And what it is, people will, you know, press the walk sign at the crosswalk, and it's like Jeff Zuckerberg's voice. Or Elon Musk. Nobody knows who did it, how they did it. But Elon Musk says he would, quote, like to personally welcome you to Palo Alto. The Zuckerberg voice warned about the overuse of AI.
Mm.
And it's unclear whether they fixed the thing, and the California Department of Transportation is definitely looking into it.
Dear heavens.
Hey, Bezos wasn't picked.
Yeah.
He's going to be very jealous.
Because, baby, you're a
Well, we could probably provide
work.
The voice. That's Dr. Evil.
Okay, so is anyone getting excited to dye some Easter eggs this week? Well, Kate Heinzelman has a new approach to the holiday favorite. Instead of all that work, she's just tossing them right into the loo. She fills the toilet bowl with eggs, food coloring, vinegar, and baking soda. After having an unfortunate explosion all over her kitchen counter, she just decided, let's just move this all in the bathroom, let the mess handle itself, and doesn't care if it gets stained.
I'm just waiting for my bunny to lay eggs for Easter. That's my tactic. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to Utah. A 45-year-old woman in Utah named Anna Mae Martinez was arrested this past week on Wednesday after she led police on a high-speed chase. It began when a police officer clocked her at 120 miles an hour and then started a pursuit. Well, along the way, troopers attempted to spike her tires twice. They were successful on the second try, nearly 100 miles away from where this started. Well, her Anna Mae tire deflated, and she pulls off to the side of the road. Police surrounded the car, but she wouldn't lower her window or exit the vehicle. And about 40 minutes into this standoff, she calls somebody. She calls up AAA to come out and fix her flat tire. AAA transferred the call to the police, and eventually she was brought out of the vehicle.
Dum, 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 dum.
But I'm covered!
Baseball season in full swing. One of the best foods available. Hot dogs, peanuts, popcorn. And how about this? A pimento cheese milkshake.
No.
What? So that's what the University of Miami team was serving up over the weekend. Contains vanilla yogurt, ice cream, vanilla syrup, and melted pimento cheese topped with potato chips and a miniature sandwich to go along with it.
I'd try it, but I doubt I'd live.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Missouri and the tale of Dale Hammett. 60-year-old slammed his 2012 Dodge Ram into a convenience store this past Thursday evening. And then, interestingly, Hammett immediately backed up and left the scene without providing information. About $4,000 was done to this particular Springfield, Missouri convenience store, about a half a mile away from Dale's home. In the immediate aftermath of the crash, Hammett twice returned to the store, driving the same truck and going into the business, where he explained to an employee he claimed to never have been the driver until finally the clerk, who had to have been patient, some Job on this, said, come here, look at this. Showed him the security video, and he was like, well, I'll be darned, that is me. What ultimately ended up happening and why he ended up driving right through the front of a convenience store where nobody was injured but a lot of damage, his Croc had gotten stuck underneath the break.
Okay.
Dum, 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 dum.
There you go, Dale.
Plausible. You know, getting married, KB, can be a very daunting experience. Lots of people get cold feet. They cancel their plans and say, no, thanks. That whole I do thing. But then there's this guy out of India. He left his fiance 9 days before their wedding.
9 days.
But not because she's still on wild oats to sow. He decided to marry her mom instead. Now, he's 20, traded her in for an older model. Mom is 40. They were supposed to tie the knot this Wednesday. Insiders say there was a, quote, unusual closeness between the two, and they disappeared before coming clean. Mom is also accused of stealing, taking off with some serious cash before this whole rendezvous.
You know, this sounds like the beginnings of a Bollywood country song.
Dum, 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 dum.
Bring it on. And let us finally end up with maybe the ultimate Florida man.
Florida man.
That's saying something. Brevard County subway employees became fearful for their lives as 45-year-old Edward Cocaine started getting angry as they were not really fulfilling a sandwich order to his liking. According to the sheriff's office, Cocaine became so irate with the employees, he was yelling at them, and it wasn't enough. Went behind the counter, pushed with the employees for pulling out a knife. Nobody was injured. Deputies say the man, Cocaine, tried to leave, but police arrived and... I mean, wouldn't you at least pronounce your name differently if that was it? You know,
I know.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Where is this all going to end?
Cocaine?
You know?
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Hey, when it's in a name, we'll... By the way, guess what was found on him?
No.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, Ed.